Today, sharing the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Reish Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. We're in the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah in the middle of Simin Shin Samach Vav, and begin the very last word on Reish Lamed Aleph Amud Beis with Sif Tes. The Mechaber writes, Im Echod Mibnei HaChotzer Rotze Litein Pas Bishvil Kulam. If one person wants to go and contribute entirely from his own the bread that will be used for the Erev Chatzeros, and he'll do this on behalf of everybody. So we had this discussion yesterday, and now we see it inside in the Mechaber, Shaper Domi. This is perfectly permissible to do. The Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sif Katan Chavches, Bishvil Kulam, Afilu Shalom Bifnem, even if it's not in front of them, and they don't even know that he's doing it for them, as we'll see in a moment, the principle of Zochen Liadam Shalom Bifanov, that you're allowed to go and do something positive for somebody else, even if they don't know about it, even if they're not there, applies over here as well. This is a positive benefit for everybody that they'll have the Erev Chatzeros completed. So therefore, this is perfectly permissible to do so. However, the Mechaber tells us the caveat, Ubavad, Shizakenu Lehem Ayidei Acher. He should have somebody else go and officially accept it on all of their behalf. So he shouldn't do it himself and say, I'm being Mezaka on their behalf, but somebody else should be Mezaka on their behalf. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkotin Memtes, the Ayide Atzmo Eino Yochol Lezakos Lehem. Why he shouldn't do this himself is because Shekos Man Shubiyado, because as the item is still in his possession, in his hand, Lo Yotze Mirishuso, he can't be Mezakin on their behalf when it's still in his possession. When he gives it to somebody else, however, so that other person is going to be Mezakin on their behalf, and it removes it from the original person's Rishus, and now it's going into the Rishus, so to say, of everybody else when that person is Mezakin on their behalf. Sivkot Nun. Mishnah Berurah says, Ayde Acher, the Hainu Shiomelo, he should tell this other person, Kabel Pazeh, accept this bread over here, Uzecheba, and make an acquisition on it, Lechol Bnei HaChotzer, on behalf of the entire group over here in this Chotzer. V'hu Yakshov Behag Bahaso Bishul Kulam. And when he picks it up, he should have in mind that he's being Zochid on behalf of everybody. V'av Shehem Lo Aso Shaliach Lezeh. And even though they don't know that he's doing this for them, and they didn't make him a Shaliach, nevertheless, Zochid Liyadim Shalom B'fanav, the principle I mentioned before, that you can go and acquire something for someone else because it's a positive thing for them, V'havik Yishlucham, and you functionally act as their messenger even though they didn't ask you to do so. The issue footnote number 63 brings down, likewise, in Rotzel Azakos Aidei Shar Kinyonim, you could do this not only via this Kinyon over here, but you could do a Kinyon Suder, you could do a Kinyon Agav, other types of halachically acceptable acquisitions. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, all of these are perfectly good, and he is acting as their Shaliach to be acquiring it on their behalf in all of these situations. The Mechaber continues over here, says, and when he makes this acquisition on the entire Chotzer's benefit, when he does this acquisition for them, when he makes over here this kinyan hagbah, he has to go pick it up at least one tefach from the ground. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Nun Aleph, even those that hold over there in the Ramah, the bahagbah ain't no kone bepachos mishlosh tefachim, normally you have to lift it up three tefachim. Get a tefach somewhere like 3.5 to 4 inches, so you'd have to lift it up not one tefach, but 3 tefachim over there. So over there, it's different. Here, hocha be'eriv shumi d'rabbanon, which is only a din d'rabbanon, hey kelu. The rabbis were more lenient and allowed just a lifting it up of a tefach to be satisfactory, the sage behagbo tefach, and therefore just lifting it up a single tefach is good. The issue footnote number 64 explains, in this regard, the Netziv writes in the Hemek Shela, Shalom istaber shalitzorach eruvei chatzeros hekele rabbanim v'tiknu kinyan chodosh shal hagboa tefach. This isn't a brand new tikkun over here, a brand new kinyan that the rabbi set up over here. Elo shebe eruvei chatzeros lo hitzrichu chachamim kinyan gomer b'pas. They never required a real kinyan over here, and therefore that's why they said it's acceptable even if you just did it a tefach. Dai b'tefach. As opposed to, however, the Das Torah disagrees. He says from the Rosh, Shegam le'iruvei chatzeros tzorach kinyan gomer. No, you do need a real kinyan over here. However, it's acceptable over here to just do it with a hagbah of a tefach, but Rav Zalman Zatzal Leshev Levi disagrees with this opinion of the Das Torah. Mishnah Berurah continues, he writes then, in the name of the Taz, cause of a Taz. The Taz says, even if he just put it into his hand that is in the air, he has to go and place his hand up, lift his hand up, at least the size of a tefach, for this to be a valid kinyan. And he says, I discuss this much more in the Bir Halacha, Ayin in the Bir Halacha, which if you look in Dibra Maschel, Tzorach Labia Minakarka Tefach, so he quotes himself in the Mishnah Berurah, quoting the Taz, and then he says, Be'emes, the Chofetz Chaim says, Ein din zeh poshut b'chol gabne. It's not so simple that we follow the opinion of the Taz. If the entire Erev really was in his hand, then you shouldn't have to lift it up at all. Because his hand can acquire it just via the fact that he's in his Rishus. And he doesn't even have to lift it up as he brings down from various Rishonim. And therefore, in the low, the bolet hadavim in yadul itzadim, unless the item sticks out of his hand, then you might have to go pick it up at tefach, but otherwise, you shouldn't have to go pick it up at tefach. He discusses this further in this Dibra Maskel Ayin Sham. And this is further follow-up in Dershu, footnote number 65, with a detailed discussion of how this requirement to lift it up at tefach or not is spoken about by the Achronim, Ayin Sham. The Mechaber continues and he says, in addition to picking it up at Tefach, v'tzarech lezakos l'chol b'nei ha-chotzer ha-movoy, you have to have in mind that you're going and acquiring it on behalf of all the people that live in this chotzer or in this movoy. U'l'chol mi she'yitosef miyom zev'elech. And likewise, anybody that will move into this movoy, that will be added into this movoy or this chotzer in the upcoming future while this Eruv Chatzeros is still around. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Nun Beis the following. The Imlokin, if you don't do this, Lufomim Sheitos Valeim Doyorim, because if you don't go and acquire it on the people that are moving here in the future, when they do move in over here, the Yasru Aleim Ach Yosifu Aleim, they will Asr this area and you won't be able to carry in this area unless you add on to the area of Chatzeros. But if you have them in mind from the beginning, less lonba, then you don't have to add on anything to the Erev Chatzeros, and it's perfectly good the way that it is. The Harshir Shtei Sudos Mahani Afil Lelf, because once you have the minimal shear of Shtei Sudos over here, which we'll learn about in Shin Samaches, so once you have that minimal shear, you can have any amount of people being used with just that shear of Shtei Sudos. You don't have to add on for each individual. But if they weren't thought of originally, and then they come in, then you have to add on for them. And Kedel Kamon B'Sim Shin Samaches, we'll learn all of these dinim. Here's your footnote number 66 brings down Ulizakos Lakotin Shinodlad Liachoziko Eru. What happens if a child is born? Does this get included in that you had him in mind for the future people that might live here? So the Rashba says, Shiev Sholazakoslo. How can you possibly go and acquire something on his behalf? He doesn't exist yet. He's not Boliolam. Nevertheless, he writes, Eino Oser Eserev. He doesn't ruin it, even though he's a Dover Shalo Boliolam. Mishum Shu Nigra Achar Oveviimo Hashochden Imo. Because he's subordinate to his parents, his mother and his father that live in the neighborhood, and because they're included in the Erev, so too is such a child. He brings down as well from the Shalos Shuvas Ginas Varadim, Sha'erev Chol Gamal Kotun Shnod Liachar Aziku. He says, no, that this Erev actually works for a child that's born afterwards, because the Beis Din was Masna, Lev Beis Din is Masna over here, Lasso Sashaino Zocha Kizocha, even though he normally wouldn't have the rights to be Zocha, because he's not yet considered born in the world, nevertheless, Beis Din gave him the power to have the Erev be Zoche on his behalf. Because this whole din is the Rabbanon, the rabbis in this situation didn't institute a Chumrah, but they made it Lekula. Furthermore, Lazakos is Erev Lenochri, O Eved. What about having the Erev work for a non-Jewish person who's going to convert, or an Eved, Kenani, who's going to be freed? So can this Erev Chatzeros work for them in the future as well? So the Aruch HaShulchan says, Ein HaZikui Moral. Here it won't work, because they are considered as not yet Boli Olam as well. Because after they convert or get freed, they're considered like a new person, and the Erev Chatzeros can't work for them in the future. And he adds, Shaladas Tosos, however, in Ksubas, Ef Shalazachos, them, you could in fact have the Erev Chatzeros work on their behalf, because Nechshavim Kitzas Keboli Olam, Kivin Shaguf Biolam. Because Tosos does consider them already in the world, because they physically are in the world, even though they halachically are yet not a Jewish entity. Now the Mechaber brings down an alternative opinion from the Ritva in the name of his Rebbe, as brought down in Oz Gimel in the Ber Hagola. V'yei Shomrim, there is this other opinion over here. Sha'af api shalo yizake befei rush lamitosim aleim. Even though you did not have in mind to have the Erev Chatzeros work on behalf of anybody new coming into the neighborhood, Lev Beis Din Masna Aleim. They automatically are included, any future dwellers in this neighborhood are included in the Erev Chatzeros that you make right now because of Lev Beis Din. So to say, Beis Din is Mazaka on their behalf. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot Nun Gimel Halosha Makutza. There's a shortened version over here. The Meikar Adin Bavad De'Enokain. Certainly, the Halacha would not allow this under normal circumstances. However, the Mishnah Berurah explains Ela B'Dizmanenu Yesh L'Smochas. And nowadays, we can rely upon this. Me'achar Da'Anu Noagim Loniach Erev Al Kol Hashana, because we don't make an Erev separately for each week, but we make an Erev for the entire year. Mistanma. Therefore, the default is Anu Mechadnim Gam Al Anoshim Shemitosim B'Mech Sheshana. Since obviously there are going to be changes in the people living in the neighborhood over the upcoming year, so when we do an Erev Chatzeros, for example, Erev Pesach for the entire upcoming year, Mistam, it automatically, even if we don't specify, it automatically includes any new dwellers in the neighborhood. V'chein loshon b'emes b'beis Yosef. And this is exactly what the Beis Yosef says. V'chein kavonas ha-machar b'kan. And therefore, Rav Yosef Karo in the Beis Yosef, what he intended over there is obviously mistama what he meant over here in the machaber. Nevertheless, the issue footnote number 67 does bring down l'chatrila. It certainly would be preferable to go like the first opinion that we brought down to specifically have in mind that I'm including over here anybody new that will dwell in this neighborhood, as is brought down specifically in Simon Shinayin Hei, Siv Katan Nun Hei, and in the Sharet Zion over there as well. The Mechaber continues and he writes, V'im nitosu d'yorin li'achar shnis samayi ta'erv min ashir. This is great if the Erev Chatzeros doesn't change, and if new people come in, either you have to have them in mind, or even b'di'evet, if you don't have them in mind, they're included, but that's assuming that the Erev Chatzeros doesn't change in its shir. But if you have new dwellers in the neighborhood, and the Erev Chatzeros went down in its size, then everybody agrees, tzarech lehosif machmosin. You have to add on to the Erev Chatzeros to have a sufficient shear for every one of the new people. And the Mishnah explains, Sifkot Nun Dalid, the Shema lo omru chachamim the shiru b'chol shehu. Because the rabbis, when they said that the shear is a kol shehu, any amount, once you reach a certain amount, as we'll learn, kimavur b'simin shin samaches, ela ba'osan shayu b'tchilas hanochos erev azach was. That's only if they were there at the original time that the Erev Chatzeros was brought in. However, of all these new people over here, elu, shlohu b'tchilas hanochoso, that weren't around at the original Erev's placement, lo zachu oz, they weren't included then, v'rakim zochim b'shoa sheitosu, and only at the time that they enter in dwellers into the neighborhood are they automatically going to be included. However, v'kivin the b'shoa zu, at this point in time when they move in, kfar nivchas mishiro, the Erev Chatzeros itself has gotten smaller, and therefore, imkein yefshol lehem lizkos, they can't be included in the original Erev, even though they were in mind at that time. Nevertheless, mitam zeh lo mahani, afim yasin befeirush l'chol mishitosu. Here it won't work, even if you specifically state it, and anybody that dwells here in the future should be included, unless you have a significant enough shear still for each of them. V'in shum eitzarach shetzorech lishmor shiyah botomit shear shtei su'udos. Therefore, you have to make sure that there's always at least a minimum shear over here of shtei su'udos, and this way any new dwellers would be included as well in this original Erev Chatzeros. Now we go to Sif Yud. The Mechaber writes, Kishemazakul hemaydiacher, when you make this zikuy on the behalf of the other people. And the issue footnote number 68 gives a little hakdom over here. Based upon the Gemara in Erevin, we bring down a machlokus over here as to who can be used to be zocha on behalf of other people. Certainly anybody that's not supported by yourself and isn't part of your family, they certainly can be included to be mazaka on behalf of other people. But there's a famous machlokus over there in the Gemara between Rav Yochanan and Shmuel as to whether this includes children of yours that are called Kitanim and children of yours that are called Gedolim. And there's two possible ways to understand Kitanim and Gedolim. Kitanim could mean children that are still dependent upon your table, even though they physically are above the age of Bar and Bas Mitzvah. Or you could have Kitanim that literally means over here, Kitanim, they're under the age of Bar and Bas Mitzvah. And likewise, Gedolim could be used over here to define people that are no longer dependent upon you, even though they're physically Kitanim, as opposed to Gedolim that are actually people that are above the age of Bar and Bas Mitzvah, even though they are dependent upon you. And this same machlokis is found in regards to metziah. If a child finds something, so is it considered only if he's dependent upon your table regardless of age, or is it totally dependent upon his chronological age? So this same machlokis that we have over there in regards to metziah between Rav Yochanan and Shmuel is paralleled over here in regards to who can be used to be mezaka for you on behalf of other people in this Erev Chatzeros. So that's what the Mechaber tells us over here. Kishemazak lohem ideacher. When one person is being used to be mezak on behalf of everybody else in the Chatzer, lo yezak aide bino ubito aktanim. You shouldn't rely upon using your children that are called ketanim, your son or your daughter that are ketanim. Afilu menem smuchim al shulchano. And this is true even if they're not dependent upon you for their financial food, for their financial setting. Velo aide abdo v'shiv chaso aktanim. And likewise, not via your servants that are non-Jewish servants, your Eved or Shivcha that are Kenanim. They can't be used because that's considered essentially like yourself. However, Al Mazakahu Aide Bino Ubito Agedolim, you can use children above the age of Bar Mitzvah, even though Afilu Smuch Bal Shulchano, even though they are still dependent upon you financially. And likewise, Vayde Abdu of Shichosu Ivrim, if you have a Jewish servant, male or female, so you can rely upon them as well to be Mazak on behalf of everybody else. And this is true, Afilu Em Kitanim, even if they're under the age of Bar and Bas Mitzvah, because they're considered a separate entity from yourself. And likewise, v'ayde ishto, even your wife would be able to be mezak on behalf of other people, avopi shehu ma'ale lo mezonos, even though she's financially dependent upon you. And all of this is true, afilu ein lo bayis b'chotzer, even if she doesn't have a dwelling place in this chotzer. In all of these situations, the Mechaber says you can be using such people to be mezakah on behalf of the others in the community. Now, that was quite a mouthful. So let's see inside the Mishnah Berurah a little bit more in detail. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Nun Hei tells us that you cannot be mezaka yidei b'no b'to akitanim b'pnei sheyodun kiyodu, because they functionally are you, because they're under the age of Bar and Bas Mitzvah. V'imkein lo yotza adavim rishutso, and therefore halachically it's as if it hasn't gone out of your rishuts, and how can it be mezaka on behalf of other people? The issue footnote number 69 discusses what happens if they have a separate apartment in that neighborhood, Ayin Sham. Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot Nun Vav, you likewise can't use an Eved Kenani or a Shivcho Kenanis, Gan Kein Mipnei Shiyad Eved Kiyad Rabo, V'lo Yotzi Mishus Adayin. Likewise, in this situation, it's still considered as if it's in your possession. However, in Sivkot Nun Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah tells us that, in fact, you could use your older children that are above the age of Bar and Bas Mitzvah, even if they're dependent upon you financially. Sivkot Nun Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'afal Gab De Ba'ofen Zeh Mitzios Levin, even though in this situation, if they were to find something, you would be having the rights to that thing that they found, as it's brought down in Kibbutz in Choshen Mishpat in Shulchan Aruch Simin Reish Ayin. Ze Eino El Mishum Eva. The reason why you get to acquire it is because, hey, you're supporting them, and now they get to keep their findings. So that's going to lead Chas V'Shalom to Kitata, fighting Eva and hatred. Shelo Yimna Mihem Mizonis, and the father's going to say, well, I'm not going to go give them food if they get all their findings. So MTM it's Yosel Liatzman. Why should I go support them? Avol here in our case, Avol Benidon Didon, in our case of the Erev, Shav Rotz Elazako Sayodim Leachem, the father wants to use them to be Mazak on behalf of the other people in this Erev, Shaper Zochem, they certainly can do so. The Kivin Digdolimim, since they're above the age of Bar and Bas Mitzvah, Yesh Lehem Yad Bifnei Atzman, they have a halachically separate status, and therefore they can be Mazak on behalf of other people. It's as if it left the father's Rishus when he gives it to his above Bar and Bas Mitzvah age son or daughter. And this is as well true, we said, if it's for an Evet or an Omo Ivri. In this situation, the Mishnah Berurah says, Sivkot Nuches, even if they're under the age of Bar Mitzvah, V'afal Gav, She'ein Koton Zochel Yacherim B'chomokum, even though normally a child under the age of Bar Bas Mitzvah cannot be Zochel for somebody else, in an Erev situation it's different. Hocha B'Erev, Shumid Rabbanon B'Alma, since this is only a Din Rabbanon over here, Hekelu B'Avdo V'Shivchos, the rabbis over here will make in regards to your Omoho Ivriya or your Evid Ivri. The issue footnote number 71 brings down the same thing applies. The Gemara in Gittin tells us in regards to a shitufe mavoyos, shiyoch lezako say the shivchoso ivriya. You can likewise use over here the eved ivriya or the shivcho ivriya, because even if they're kitanim, they're under the age of Bar Bas Mitzvah, because the whole din is a din derabbanan. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Mikomokom lo rotzul hokel el be avdo v'shivchaso." They only allow this over here in the case of the Eved or the Omer. Avolo bivonov haktanim, but they didn't allow this kula for your own children that are under the age of Bar and Bas Mitzvah. Ukidilel, as we explained previously, mishum diyodun mamash kiyodun, because it really hasn't left your possession in that situation at all. At least the Eved Ivri or the Omer Ivriya, even if they're kitanim, they're not yours. Then we said as well, you can use your wife even if she is dependent upon you financially. The Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot Nun test. The Kishnos in law, Acher Matona, Amenash, Ein Lebala, Rishutz Ba, Nahani. If somebody else were to give her something financially, she would in fact be able to be Zocha that, and her husband wouldn't acquire it for her. Therefore, Hari the Eshlo Yad Liskos Yatzman. Therefore, she is considered to have a hand that can, so to say, acquire for herself and not be acquired automatically by her husband. And therefore, in this situation, what did the Yochel Zakos Ayodol Yacherim, so too she can go and acquire on behalf of all the other people in the Erev Chatzeros over here from her husband. And this is true, the Mishnah Berurah says, in Sivkot and Samach, even if she doesn't have a house in that neighborhood. Nokat Hailishna, he adds this over here, the Mishnah Berurah says, Lafuke Miman da Omer B'Gemara, as opposed to the opinion of the Gemara that says, the Davka Hechad Yesh Lala Atzma, Bayis B'Chatzer, Rosh Ochel Hashem. It's only in a situation where she has her own dwelling place there that she would be able to be Mizak on behalf of everybody else. And only in that situation, Ozamrina, Migo, the Mahani, has Chia Be'eru B'Shul Beisa, since she can acquire it for herself because of her own house, Mahani Nami Liskos the Acherim, Be'eru B'Shul Botea. Only because of the Migo, she acquires it for herself, she can acquire it for them. So the Mechaber is telling us over here, according to Mishnah Berurah, this is as opposed to that opinion. She can acquire this even if she doesn't have a dwelling in this neighborhood herself. Then the Mechaber brings down an opinion which the Be'er Gola says in Osches is from the Rosh, as well as all the Rishonim, and he says, V'yesh omrim, she'ein ha-mazaka ayidei b'no b'to ha-smuch b'al shulchano afilem g'dolim. This goes like the other opinion that we learned that says that you can't be zoch on behalf of your children even if they're above the age of Bar and Bat Mitzvah, if they're dependent upon you financially. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Samach Aleph, Sviru Lehu, this opinion holds, the Dam Ye'er of Le'in Yimitziah. This is the same exact halachic status as a finding. The Kol Hechad the Sviru Lehu Le'in Yimitziah, the Ein Lo Yad, if you don't have a right to your own Mitziahs, B'nei Atzmo V'shayach Levin, they belong still to the father, or with a wife, O B'yishu, once his Mitziah V'shayach Lebal, it belongs to her husband, who had then Le'in and Erev, the same halach applies in regards to Elev, that they're not considered Ein Lehem Yad B'fnei Atzmon, they're not considered a separate entity, V'adayin Lo Yosim Yishuso, and they remain within the possession of the father, and therefore it wouldn't go to be able to be Zocha on behalf of everybody else. We're in the middle of this discussion, but we'll stop over here. That will conclude today's shiur. We'll pick it up tomorrow.